And you came to Scotland when?
I arrived in England on the 26th of July, 1939. And then my parents had managed to get guardians for me. And they met me at Liverpool Street Station. And, there was my guardian's brother came too because he spoke German. And we went in the car and we stopped. I think we must have stopped in Birmingham. And then we would get to Scotland about the 27th, I should think.
So they were Scots people?
They were Scottish, yes. Not Jewish, but they were Scottish.
And how did your parents find them?
This is another thing that my foster sister told me, Rosalind told me. I call her Auntie Rosie because it's easier. Auntie Rosie. And she said that they had been invited to a cocktail party run by a Dr. Turk. She spoke to him about taking a child from Germany. So that's... I didn't know about that, but that's what Rosalind told me.
So it was just sheer chance that they...
It was but my grandfather was a doctor and maybe he knew of Dr. Turk. And she went there every Friday night to Dr. Turk's. I didn't know anybody else knew her. But seemingly Dr. Turk had, some of the refugees on a Friday night.
Was she a Jewish lady then,
oh,
Dr.
Yes,
Turk?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
See. Where did you stay?
Well, to begin with, I stayed in a terrace, Stevenson Terrace. The district was Bull Green. Stayed there to begin with. It was a small flat. It was an upstairs flat. And not much room. And then, just after the war had begun, my aunt suddenly turned up on their doorstep, together with all her cases, and they took her in.
And she'd also come from Germany, had she?
Yes, she'd come from Frankfurt. And, they kept her until... Now, she must have gone to America about January or February 1940, but they kept her all that time, which was wonderful of them.
They seemed to be very nice people. Were they religious?
No, not at all.
They just did it out of the goodness of their heart.
Yes, yes. I stayed with them until I was almost 21.
So had you always been very conscious then, even though you didn't mix with refugees, that of where you came from?
Oh, yes. And it wasn't that I didn't want to mix with them. I just never met. Well, Daddy Gillimore had a friend called Harry Aron, and he had come from Poland, and he had TB. But I think he must have been Jewish. Mm-hmm. And I think he'd been badly beaten up as well. Mm-hmm. And he used to come and visit sometimes. But if people spoke with a funny accent, I would follow them down the street.
Really?
Yeah, I would. But
and you still remember your German, do you, Dorothy?
No, I go to German classes, and I'm terrible at it. Only thing I'm really good at is my pronunciation. It's perfect. But
it must be
German
deeply in your head then, your pronunciation.
My pronunciation is better than my Scottish pronunciation.
Yeah, that's interesting.